Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties because it's cold out there today.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Not hardly. And you can expect hazardous travel later today with that blizzard thing.
Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. And, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Okay. The big question on everybody's lips.
On their chap lips.
On their chap lips, right? Who do you think Phil's going to come out and see his shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil!
That's right, woodchuck chuckers! It's
Groundhog Day!
Get up, chick day hog out there!
Come on, Groundhog! It's a Morning Scramble.
Yay!
Groundhog Day!
Oh, Groundhog Day on a Friday? Gosh.
Something special about that.
Just feels exciting, doesn't it?
I think about this time a year ago, I had the old Punxsutawney Phil camera up in the studio, and I have neglected to do so.
Oh, yeah, we need to get into that, because he's going to be looking for his shadow here shortly.
Groundhog.co? Do we know where it is?
I believe it is groundhog.co. Yeah, yeah, no, you're exactly right. We will see if Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow or not.
I neglected to bring into the room, but I printed
what
basically what he's seen the last couple of years and overall.
Oh, yeah?
He lends more towards longer winter versus early spring.
Yes, he does.
And the last three, I think, have been long winter, if I remember correctly.
He's been right 39% of the time, which isn't great, but that's okay. Here it is. He's seen his shadow 107 times. Plus one partial shadow in 1942, which seems a little wishy-washy, but he's only said no shadow 19 times that we know of.
All right, well, I've got WTAJ on the camera feed right
nice.
Now. WTAJ, your Punxsutawney Phil leader in news.
We are going to stay on it this morning with all of your special Groundhog Day coverage.
We're doing nothing else.
Nothing else.
You're going to listen to us watch a live feed of a groundhog.
This is all we're doing. No.
This is the show for 4 hours.
Can you imagine?
I bet there's a radio station right now in the Pennsylvania area that is doing that.
Dedicated to it. But yes. I mean, I think it's like 6:30 our time, so it should be not too long.
We're getting there.
Before he has the big event.
It reminds me a lot of Sapit Episode. There's like the council and they've got costumes.
Yes.
And the town has embraced it and it's what they're known for. It's what we're known for. And it also instills community pride, which is really cool.
Absolutely. It is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
But have no fear. And then, yes, we are also keeping you up to date on all things Groundhog Day 2024. I just want to remind you that this is a very rich tradition. There is a lot of history here. Now, while Punxsutawney Phil tries to be right all the time, sometimes he gets it wrong. And the council, the elders behind it.
The guys in the top hats.
Yeah, the Groundhog Club, they say that he's actually never wrong. If it is wrong, that's their fault. They've just misinterpreted Phil's language, which is groundhoggese.
Good to know.
Yeah.
They're taking a bullet.
That's their bad, okay? It's not Phil.
Oh, we misunderstood
it's
him.
Them. I
took 4 years of French. I get it, right?
It's tricky.
Just the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, and all of a sudden you've accidentally ordered something else.
Means something completely different.
My apologies. I did not mean to offend your mother.
Right.
I didn't know.
Precisely. And also just rest assured that this tradition has come a long way. I know PETA is like, leave him alone. They suggested last week that maybe we just flip a coin on Groundhog Day instead of bringing Phil out. But I do think that Phil has come a long way, because if you look back at the history of Groundhog Day, they used to eat the groundhog after he made his prediction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is super not cool. Back in the 1880s, they cooked up groundhog and said it was quite tender.
Then again, we pardon two turkeys, then we turn around and eat them the following Thursday. So it's really not that unusual. It's just the idea of actually having groundhog that I don't find appetizing.
They do make a wonderful sandwich, though.
The groundhog or the
turkey? No, the turkey. Sorry, the turkey. Now I just want a turkey sandwich.
I sure do. Again, I'm watching live WTAJ. Nothing new.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, actually, I think it's a commercial. All right, I'll keep an eye on the camera.
We are here for you.
Fixated right on Punxsutawney Phil.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is probably also what's on your mind, because you and I are both getting psyched, getting pumped. Tomorrow we are MCs of the Cedar Rapids Heart Ball.
There you are, standing over there on National Wear Red Day.
So we had to wear red today, because today is National Wear Red Day.
Yeah. Why? Awareness of the heart. So tomorrow, American Heart Association Heart Ball, you and I will be front and center on the stage. Very special mother-daughter survivor story, by the way.
I'm excited to see, because we've kind of just heard the outline of it. It's going to be a mother, and then it's going to be their daughter, too, and that's all we know. I want to see the specifics of the story.
Very impactful. It's their 100-year celebration. If you've attended before, this is one of those where once the event is over and we've raised all the money, you stay because there's a band.
Yeah, they're going to have live
music. It's a big celebration.
It's going to be so much fun, and we're super excited about it. We did spend some time just kind of getting ready for our big moment on Saturday. And as we were talking to the people at the American Heart Association, they shared with us like this kind of scary statistic that they've been a part, you know, doing their part for 100 years. The American Heart Association has been trying to educate the public, trying to keep people heart healthy, free from stroke. And, you know, there is a bar graph that it's been trending downward. People have been taking care of themselves and becoming more and more educated on how to listen to your body and look for signs of heart distress. And something happened during COVID.
Well, people weren't going for their regular checkups. Everybody was afraid to go to the doctor.
And there's been a number of stroke
it's and trending
heart
back up.
Yeah. Health issues that have been going back up. And so that's a scary thing. We want to make sure that everybody's taking care of themselves.
That's why we're going to tackle that tomorrow. The Heart Ball raises money for all of the great impact right here in our community, which is great. Now, today, as part of National Wear Red Day 2024, that's really tied into their Go Red for Women campaign, because we talk so much about heart health. And unfortunately, it just, everybody's like, yeah, guys have heart attacks.
And you know the signs and the symptoms for men. And women, it's so vastly different. And a lot of times for women, it's like, hey, you're the caretakers of everybody else. And sometimes you might just put yourself on the back burner and you're not taking care of yourself and you're not listening to the signs of distress that your body's giving you.
So today, a great day to wear red. Go red for women in the fight against heart disease and stroke. It will show your support.
Absolutely. Wear red today.
Now I've got the buzz just 3 minutes away, but this story cannot wait.
No.
I've got a report direct from the groundhog himself, Punxsutawney Phil. No shadow. No shadow.
Early
no
spring.
No shadow.
Early spring.
Has been predicted. Does he know? Has he seen the weather here? It's been so good.
Yeah.
So great, actually.
I love it.
Yes. So that is the official report from, is it Gobbler's Knob? Is that the name of the park?
Yes, it is.
We have no shadow early spring. It's been more than 2 months since truck driver pig hauler David Schultz has gone missing. The reward now up to $25,000. He was last seen November 20th. Volunteers have now searched more than 100,000 acres for the 53-year-old who disappeared while driving and delivering hogs around Sac City. Semi-truck, wallet, phone all left behind. It was all at a rural intersection north of Sac City. That reward will expire in November. If you have any information about the whereabouts of David Schultz, please contact the Sac County Sheriff's Office. City of Cedar Rapids has four finalists for the position of police chief. They're going to do one more round of in-person interviews and then a public meet and greet open house forum coming up on Wednesday, February the 7th. That'll be from 5 till 7 o'clock downtown Cedar Rapids, Doubletree by Hilton Convention Complex. Your four finalists: Jennifer Burkhofer, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Jeff Coday, Las Vegas Metro Police Department. Tom Witten, Chief Deputy for El Paso County Sheriff's Office in Texas, and internal candidate David Dostal, currently a captain with the Cedar Rapids Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
So get to know all four. They will be interviewing for the position. Again, that's all happening in our city Wednesday, February the 7th from 5 until 7 o'clock. What's got us feeling all right this morning? Just got the police camera body footage, the body camera footage from January 22nd. This is in Sioux City. Animal control calls in the police department. There is a male deer caught in a hammock.
Oh, dear.
All of his antlers are just, and it's not like, it looks like the hammock has been in the weather for some time. So it's a lot of like dangling pieces.
Okay.
Police officers, it takes about 5 minutes to do this. The police officers cautiously approach. It's a wild animal.
Yeah.
And he goes from like just furiously trying to get loose, right? Because now it's danger, Two, he just freezes because he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
They start sawing rope by rope to get him out. The good news is they get it detached from tree one, but a hammock takes two.
Yeah.
So the deer then runs away and gets caught again because it's still tied to the other tree.
Yeah.
So again, the officers very cautiously
but how
approach.
Do you have to untangle it?
I can't tell from the footage. They eventually cut the last rope. So the deer just bolts. I can't tell if there's still a nest of hammock material in
those antlers.
In the antlers or not.
Wow.
But the deer at least is free.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal, which is great for the animal and for the hammock. And for the officers.
Good all the way around.
But yeah, hopefully then over time, I guess just in nature, he'll be able to kind of work it out.
Wow.
Of the, I don't know. But it's just, it's 5 minutes of walk up, slowly stop. Make sure the deer is okay.
That'd be
walk
so
up
scary.
Again, cut, 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 step back.
Right.
Go back in, one more cut, 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 step back. And then, because it's not like you're like, calm down, buddy. That
hey.
Deer's heart
yeah.
has to be going
yeah.
so fast.
And he's, yeah, he's not a domestic animal.
No,
he is a wild thing.
Exactly. But everybody, officers, hammock, deer, A-OK.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, you've probably heard of Cameo at this point. Very popular over the last couple of years where you can get your favorite, maybe D list.
It's lower down the alphabet.
C yeah. sometimes if you're willing to pay
a lot of money.
A lot of money. You can get a celebrity to send you a special greeting. And you tell them kind of what you want them to say. And they'll send you something back. It's kind of like an email exchange. There's a new app and it's called Intro. It's kind of like Cameo, except it's based mostly on musicians. It's all of your favorite artists. And it's not just they're going to send you a video. It's a chat.
They'll hang out and talk to you for a little bit?
Live communication. Yes, it is a video chat. So no pre-recorded script or anything. You just tell this artist that you want to have a conversation with them. You pay the rate that is listed for that particular artist. And then you have a video call with a designated amount of time, either like 5 minutes or up to 15 minutes. Just
wow.
chit-chatting with your favorite artist.
That's got to be much more expensive.
It's got to be. And I don't know. And I wanted to know, like, who are you offering, though?
Yes.
Because, like, Cameo, I'm like, oh, you can talk to people from the office, the background, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of D-list celebrities.
The guy who made the chili for Kevin, right?
For Intro, they have so far secured some of the guys from Five Finger Death Punch.
Well, you can talk to them at Cedar Rapids. They just smoke outside of the back door at the powerhouse.
Guns N' Roses available?
See my previous answer.
Exodus?
Oh, now you got my attention.
Kill Switch. Engage. Marty Friedman. 3 Days Grace.
Okay.
Sculptra.
Yeah.
And Breaking Benjamin.
All right.
We're working on it. Okay, it's new. It's new. We're working on Selena Gomez.
Weird. They all play here and they all are doing that.
Weird.
So weird.
So weird. Yeah. So check out Intro. Brand new app.
I didn't hear Miley.
No.
I didn't hear the Taylor.
We're working on it. We're working on it. They're very busy. You're not going to find Britney Spears or Justin Timberlake because they're busy bickering right now. Earlier this week, Britney Spears posted what seemed to be an apology to anyone who was hurt by her memoir that she released. And then in that same message, she made it pretty clear without saying she apologizes to Justin Timberlake that she was referring to Justin Timberlake because she was complimenting his performance last weekend as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. And apparently that little olive branch that she offered him, he does not accept. Because he was at a show in New York City on Wednesday, this big free show that he did in honor of his birthday, and he was about to do his big hit, Cry Me a River, which is his breakup song that he wrote when he was breaking up with Britney Spears. And prior to singing that song, he took an opportunity to address the audience and said, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think that she was very gracious in offering him an olive branch and he should have taken it. And I think that that was a stupid thing to say.
I agree.
Because Britney caught wind And Britney has now officially unapologized to Justin Timberlake.
Take that, Justin Timberlake.
She said, someone told me someone was talking crap about me on the streets. Do you want me to bring it to court? Or would you go home crying to your mom like you did last time?
To court?
I'm not sorry.
Justin Timberlake is so in the wrong.
So in the wrong.
She has more information on you than you probably realize.
Right.
You could just have been the bigger person there and accepted it, and now we're done.
Just be the bigger person.
Yes.
It would have saved you in the limelight, too. Like, oh my gosh, Justin.
That makes no sense to me.
No sense. No.
I thought he's a level-headed dude.
Yeah.
That is just take so it. Out of character.
I didn't care for that at all, but looks like there's going to be a little roughness there. And we have a little bit of roughness going on the Today Show yesterday. Oh my goodness. Two guests getting into a fight on camera.
Who did Hoda punch?
Hoda was not involved. Hoda was a bystander and Hoda was horrified. They were having a special sit down segment. They had the couch, so mm-hmm. It's a little bit more laid back. And at the couch, there was Hoda and Jenna and some other guy. And Elmo and his father were there visiting because, if you don't know, Elmo went viral earlier this week with one tweet. He tweeted out, is everyone okay? And people just went off on Elmo. Just, you know, like, Elmo were sad. Elmo were hurt. Elmo, there's some real deep issues here. And it was a national conversation about mental health, which was not, I don't think, what Elmo had intended at all. But they're like, let's get Elmo on here. Let's have a conversation about mental health. And wouldn't you know, the next guest that they were going to speak to was Larry David. And so Larry David sprang across the entire Today Show set and launched himself at Elmo and attacked him on camera.
That's just weird.
Nobody knew what to do, really. Larry David kind of grabbed Elmo like he was choking him out, and he kind of launched like he was going to punch his dad in the face, kind of like mock punching. It was all very bizarre, very Larry David. And nobody quite knew what to do with that, so they kind of diffused the situation. Went back to talking to Elmo, and later, when it was Larry's actual turn to have some time, he was going to be talking about the final season of his show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. When it was Larry's time, he actually did apologize to Elmo.
I just want to point out,
yeah,
both products are owned by HBO. Publicity stunt gone wrong? Getting a little buzz?
It felt like a very Larry David thing to do. And what a way to celebrate her final season.
I do appreciate that. How are they known as? The Friends of the Muppets are very quick to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But in that particular instance, I don't know what you do there.
I don't know either.
You got to stay true to Elmo, man.
Uh-huh.
Stay true.
Uh-huh. But I'm being attacked.
Yes.
That was just a big bag of bizarre.
And I don't think NBC or the Today Show knew that was coming.
No, they did not.
That's crazy.
Nope. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.